I don't have to think are being sold all around, and how we shall try to get a real thing. In that way we have to search for...
বলছে সহজিয়া হয়ে গেল কিনা কি করে বুঝবো লোকটা, সে চেষ্টা করছে কিন্তু তার চেষ্টা মাঝে মাঝে দেখা যাচ্ছে যে সে সহজিয়া হয়ে যাওয়ার মতো ধরন
বুঝবার সে আছে, তার লক্ষণ আছে। মনুসংহিতা যখন ধর্মের ডেফিনেশন দিচ্ছেন, বিদ্যাদ্ভি সেবি তৎসদ্ভি নিত্যম অদ্বেষ রাঘিবি আর হৃদয়ে না ভনুজ্ঞাত যু ধর্মস্তর নিবোধত, দি ডেফিনেশন অফ ধর্ম গিভেন মনুসংহিতা, বিদ্যাদ্ভি সেবি তৎ বেদবিদ্ভি দোজ দ্যাট আর ফেথ ইন দি রিভিল স্ক্রিপচার্স, হ্যাঁ, not empirical understanding, they will recommend Sevita Sadhvi, and also that will be accepted by the sadhu. And what is the lakshan of the sadhu? Symptom of this ragi, they have got no aspiration for this worldly things, and not also apathy, not sympathy for worldly things. And Hiraena Banugata, inner approval of one's inner heart. These three things can justify what is true and what is not false. Oh, inner approval and the acceptance by the sadhu that have got no greed for the good or bad in this world, and also that source must be from the revelation, not inductively produced by this mundane world, brain, not brain production. These are to be clearly understood. The process we shall apply to other places also. How do you know that I have purchased a false thing? It will prove. And if I got such tendency, I shall understand that this is an adulterated. This is such and such, I want to go that side, and those are taking adulterated things, they are suffering from disease or this and that, all these things. If we have a mind, then we shall understand. Where there is key, there is way.
Where there is will,
sector,
where there's a will, there's a way.
Where there is mind, there is way, Naki.
Will.
Yes, English.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
ইচ্ছা থাকলে কার্য হয় নাকি? উইল,
হ্যাঁ, ইংলিশে একটা আছে,
হোয়ার দ্যার ইজ উইল
দ্যার ইজ ওয়ে, হোয়ার দ্যার ইজ উইল দ্যার ইজ ওয়ে। ব্রেন আলটিমেটলি টু আস, উই আর রেসপন্সিবল ফর আওয়ার ডিসঅ্যাডভান্টেজ, নান টু বি ব্লেমড। মনু হেন ডিসক্রাইবিং দি ক্রিয়েশন, then coming to the trees, tamasah bahu rupena vestita karma hetu nam tasanga, these those trees, their status is also like that of us, amader moto, but karma hetu nam, by its own karma they are now that position. So we are responsible for our life, good, bad, none, any other. We can't blame others for our position, our free will. This is the ultimate finding of all the scriptures and scholars.
Maharaj, I've got one more question.
ও বলছে আমি আর একটা জিজ্ঞাসা করব।
হ্যাঁ,
মহারাজ টোল্ড মি আই হ্যাভ গট সাম ডিটিস প্রিন্টেড ইন দ্য বডি, ইফ দিস ইজ ভেরি ব্যাড ইজ দেন দ্য বেস্ট টু অফার ইওর বডি টু দ্য গঙ্গা।
না না, ও বলছে, ওটা আমি তার জবাবটা দিয়েছি। ও বলছে যে আমার শরীরেতে আমি আগেতে রাধাকৃষ্ণ জগন্নাথ মহাপ্রভু এইসব মানে এঁকেছি সেই উল্কি দিয়ে, বুঝলেন তা, এখন আমি কি করব, এখন আমার শরীরে তো এগুলি সব আঁকা হয়ে গেছে, তার তোলবার উপায় নেই, তাহলে কি আমি আমার বডিটা ত্যাগ করে দেবো?
নো
নো,
try to efface or cover it, and this is dependent for foolishness that will be witness to your folly, and that will help you indirectly.
That will help. That help you indirectly.
That's what I also thought.
So
yes,
many,
I said you.
So many results of misdeed on all sides. I have done this thing. Suppose I went to a prostitute's house. The house is there. If I pass by the road, that is a witness to my misdeed. That will help me in indirect way, creating repentance with me. In this way, the negative things will also can be maybe utilized if we are properly led. Indirectly, in negative way they will help. What foolishness! This is the evidence of that in my body. In this way.
But it's personally no problem to me, but it's very bad.
No,
I hear.
To cure it, right? But past is past.
No.
For me personally, it's no problem at all.
That will be how one can be misguided. It is a living history like that. It will.
Tomar kono chinta nei. Okay, bolun. Tomar kono chinta nei. Tumi oi sob chinta kore na tumi Krishna naam kor. Okay, bole den English te. Tanele bujbe na.
You concentrate, hold up your energy for Krishna consciousness, otherwise you will commit offense. Krishna consciousness, that the name, taking the holy name in a proper way, can release us from all sorts of misdeeds, past, present, future. There are so many dark things within us, within our mind. This is nothing in comparison to that. In the mental system, so many dirty things are still.
Yeah, I'm filled completely full with these things. Completely filled up by dirt in my mind.
Bharti hoi gachi.
Completely?
Filled.
Filled with this bad mind.
You have completely finished.
No. Please.
Filled.
But you have... সোজাসুজি বুঝতে পারছি যে আমার এটা মাথায় ঢুকে রয়েছে যে এই কাজটা করার ফলেতে
কি ঢুকে রয়েছে
হোয়াট
বাট
ওই আঁকাটা
কনসাসনেস ইজ মোর ক্রোস টাইম মোর পাওয়ারফুল সাপোজ ওয়ান হ্যাজ গট লেপ্রোজি হুইচ ইজ সাপোজ টু বি দি রেজাল্ট অফ হিজ পাস্ট মিসবিহেভিয়ার মিস karma. Previously one has done such a bad deed that as a result he has suffering from the this leprosy. Then what he will do? He will give up, this is the evidence of my bad karma, I must leave this body. No. His attitude, as we are told, so that was when Mahaprabhu visited the southern India, he found one leprosy of a very serious type, but his mentality has become such. He is suffering from the past karma. Mentally, if any worm from the wound is coming out, he is taking the worm and putting on the wound. That sort of mentality he has got, but he is not leaving his body, but it is helping him that I am, I was such a worst man, this is passing away by this thing. So, Krishna consciousness is so great that no disease is too much for him. It is so, such a medicine. No disease is too much for him. You can neglect everything, but you must not lose the life which is so valuable as to take you near the Absolute Krishna.
But Maharaj, this Maya is keeping attacking me very strong.
You see, a Brahmin with his outward pure life may not be eligible for Krishna service. But a Chandal, a Shudra, the worst type of sweeper, he may be eligible for Krishna consciousness. So, outward impurity is no hindrance to Krishna consciousness. Only internal impurity, and that is not to understand what is Krishna and this other aspiration, unnabhidash, karma, gyan, and so on. These are the worst enemy to Krishna consciousness, and not this physical defects of any type, hindrance to Krishna consciousness. The low birth, the diseased body, and because he was Ratnakar Dosu, his previous life was of a dacoit. But Ram Nam purified him so much, he became the greatest rishi, and he was the author of Ramayana himself. But his previous life, that was very worst type. But the physical things, the previous things, that cannot hinder us. Only we shall live in the present. Work, past, dead past, bury its dead. Trust no future, however plain. Work in the living present. So we must devote ourselves, whole self, in the service of Krishna and his devotees, and neglecting all past and other arise future things.
But Guru Maharaj,
no concentration in the positive side, and no concentration towards negative. What is done, finished. So don't think of committing suicide. This is the greater offense that will be. It is, does not belong to you. This, well, if you properly initiated, took in the initiation, it belongs to Krishna. It belongs to the service guru and the servant of Krishna. It belongs to you. You are no longer master of your own. That consciousness you will cultivate. Always try. Amar Mahitam. I do not belong to my own self. The guru has dedicated me to Krishna. So I cannot do anything and everything with me, at my pleasure. Do you follow?
Yes.
Oh. Always remind that to yourself, that I do not belong to me. It is dedicated already and accepted. And I have no right to do anything and everything with this body. It is not mine. It is a property of Krishna, through my Gurudev or Vaishnava. That consciousness will help greatly in the positive life. What is gone is gone, bygone. Let bygone be bygone, na kiya se. I thank you.
Many devotees have come here. There's Padmanabh Maharaj, Bon Maharaj, Sar Maharaj, and 8 devotees. I have one question, Maharaj. One question.
Question?
Yes.
What is that?
How to eradicate the false ego for good?
That is the only question.
My association with living creatures and living creatures, that is the sage. We can bring change by association with desirable things. And there, of course, free will comes in question. Willingly we shall have to accept the association. We can take food nectar and we can take poison. Selection on us. They will produce that desired result. Poison will produce its own effect and also nectar also and food. But the selection depends on us. If we decide, if we like to bring change, suppose a disease, if we want to bring change in the body, we must take the help of the medicine. So, as in other departments here also like that, we want to become sadhu, we must have deep connection with, deeper connection with them, and the opposite thing will be removed. One thing should be allowed to enter, and another thing will be driven out from within us. What is anomaly with the ego? That will go away, vanish, and the real ego will come forth. The internal ego, Swarupa Sabaha Goloketa Sthiti, the ego that can cooperate with the finest plane of Vrindavan, that will come out. The dirt on the dead ego, that should be removed by application of some medicine, and that is bhakti devotion. And that main thing is association with the sadhu. Association means to be directed by their order. They will have to work within us. We have to leave ourselves at the disposal of the sadhu, and they will utilize us. Thereby their influence will come in and other things will have to go out. Krishna conception will be allowed to enter into the box, the ego, and he will conquer the whole. None can stand fighting against him. Krishna consciousness is the absolute power. And such prospect we cannot have from anywhere. So other ambition will have to go back. They cannot fulfill our whole desire to his highest satisfaction. Only Krishna can do that. So they cannot stand in the market in competition. But we shall allow them. Pravishta karnarandhrena sanang bhavasaru dhunoti samadam krishna sarirasya jathasaru. So the prospect of Krishna consciousness, they are the highest prospect of life there. So none, no of us can stand in competition fighting against him. They must have to retire today or tomorrow. But our duty will be to have more and more connection with the Krishna consciousness. And the agents that hold that into Krishna consciousness, we must connect with him in all possible ways. And to have connection means to serve, to surrender. If we want to have connection with the higher entity, that we can do only submitting to them. Not we cannot control them, force them, but we must put ourselves at their disposal, surrender to them. And whatever they ask to do, we must engage ourselves in that gradually. That influence will come down and these other ulterior motives will evaporate. That is the only conscious art, how to get out of this annavilash karma gyan, fleeting desires and organized way of searching power and knowledge. And the mystic master of mystic power. All these undesirable things, we must get relief of them. And that is possible only surrendering at the hand of the agents of the Supreme, to cast ourselves at their disposal. Do whatever you like with me, but only with the hope that I may have some admission into that zone. Do whatever you like, you may do with me. That is surrender. To be handled, we must have sufficient faith in the agent. We must be a proper agent, and we must have faith that if we surrender to him, it is surrendering to the Lord. He cannot have any ulterior motive to satisfy through me. He will take me to Krishna, preparing me as a servitor in his land. And that is through surrender and dedication and service. That is die to live. To be dissolved wholesale as we are at present. Another self, divine self, will come out from within, which is a wonder to us in Gita. Ascharjavat pushyati kashchidenam. Even our own soul is a wonderful thing. And what about the super soul and the Narayana and the Krishna? Wonder of wonder, wonder of wonder. Even our own soul is a wonderful thing, a strange thing to us, to our experience. We are always having experience of the mortal environment, a nasty thing. But soul is immortal, and it has got some nobility in nature. That is a wonderful thing in this world. So our own soul, that is eligible to enter into the super soul and the divine love domain. And not this physical body, not the mental system, not the present ego. We are to commit suicide in that sense. Suicide in the sense of physical suicide or mental suicide. Then the soul will come out to play its own part in relation with the higher plane. But these enemies, the satanic nature within us, are drawing us near with the prostitute's house with the wine shop. So many nasty things we are in the midst of. Our attraction has keeping us to a thing which is similar to a house, a prostitute house, or a wine shop, or something now, more nasty things. A gunda, the abode of the gundas. And the gundas come, Krodh, Lobh, Mohammad, Matsarja. These are all gunda. The lust, the anger, the greed, all these things are gunda. And we are always in company with them.
What is the nature then, the real ego, when it comes out, when the real ego, after the false ego is removed, and the devotional ego will come out, you said, the devotional ego.
I can't hear clearly. Difficult for me.
The devotional ego, Maharaj. The characteristic of the devotional ego. Devotional ego.
What?
The devotional ego.
Devotional
ego.
Devotional ego. Bolche. Devotional ego.
Devotional ego.
Bhaktir ahankar.
Has to enter into that domain, and there are different camp of different ego. Santo Dasya Sokho Vatsalya Madhur. There's such so much division, and that it will be detected examining the ego very in a subtle way, that what can he will be allowed, will be able to serve in how he is prepared to serve. So in that camp he will be allowed entrance, and there are so many. There are also different groups among the different camps. So gradually he will arrive there. Just as from a dream a man arrives, man sleeping and within a dream, and when he is awake, then the dream is gone and he has become a factor of another world, something like that. In dream also he is finding his function somehow or other, and then when awake he also finding that he is a part of a place and has some duty, responsibility, all these things. A dream and a wakeful state. That may be comparison. Is Bhajinan Prabhu here?
No, he's not. Maharaj, Guru Maharaj?
Are we Dakpo? Dakpo?
No, Dakpo.
Guru Maharaj, would you like to rest? Would you like to rest now? How are your health, Maharaj? Would you like to rest?
Health?
Rest.
At leisure, taking rest.
Guru Maharaj, Jayananda Das, I've got one question, that is, how to deal with Krishna's Lakshmi properly? So that's my, I would
as
like...
Lakshmi, Lakshmi, money.
Yes.
How to use Lakshmi properly in the
properly.
Service of Krishna?
Lakshmi,
yes.
Money.
Money. How to use in the service of Krishna?
Not for my own purpose, but I hold it only for the service of the Supreme. Tomar kanak bhogir janak kanakir dare sevaha madhav. So long we are practiced, we are habituated to use money for our own satisfaction. But from now, the money that will belong to me, everything belongs to him, and I am to serve with all these things to my Lord, to serve him. These are all articles for him, not for me. I can take only, because as a servant I must live, so I must take as much as would be necessary, the minimum that would be necessary to keep up my life, so that I can also render service to him. That much I can take, that I must live and I must serve. Otherwise, whatever, everything belongs to him and his servitors. Those that can know to utilize everything better for his purpose, his satisfaction. How they will be used for the satisfaction of Krishna should be deposited to them. That would be our duty. For better utility, to serve better purpose, it must be given to them. And I can take to live as a servant whatever the least necessity of mine as a servant. I must not die, though everything belongs to Krishna, so I also belong to Krishna. So I can take that much, offering only the remains. We are all be offered to him and his devotees, and the remaining thing I shall try to live on. Tayupa bhukta sagandha vasu lankar chachita uchishta bhujino dasa stava mayang jai mahi. Adatta jena bhukta steno evasa. Everything must be offered, wholesale his. And I also belong to him. So to keep me as a living, as a servitor, I can take something, offering the remaining, this way. So our demand should be as least as possible. Raghunath Das Goswami, the prasadam that was rotten, given to the cows of Jagannath, that for bad scent odor, that cow also cannot eat it, he took it to his house and washing the rotten portion by water, and then only the inner portion little better, with adding some salt he used to take. Of course that is impossible for us. Still we won't enjoy anything. Only with the spirit of service we shall take something to keep my life and utilize myself for the service of the Lord. That will be the principle. And as much as one can carry it out, he will be benefited. Everything, the cloth, whatever, cloth, the food and the other things, medicine, everything I will take from his the general store of my Lord. I am a storekeeper. Whatever is with me as a trustee, as a storekeeper for him, I shall take the least necessity and everything for him and his bona fide servants that represent him. I cannot have direct connection with him, so the bona fide servants, we shall try to give everything by their order to utilize. No independent connection with any energy in this world. All my connection will be through him. Through him. Even husband and wife, they also have connection through him, not direct connection. This is the highest idea. Atma-bhuti-eshu japa-sit bhagavat-bhavam-atmana. Everywhere we shall try to trace, to find out his connection, and then accordingly my connection with that. First everything should be seen through his connection. Go, anything, go to the center, find the connection, and then I, my connection with the center, then adjust with this. Sarva-bhuteshu japa-sit bhagavat-bhavam. Everywhere he will first trace the connection of the center, bhagavat-atmano, and accordingly his own connection with that. Not any direct connection, but all connection through him. Sarva-bhuteshu japa-sit bhagavat-bhavam atmano adbhutani bhagavati. And any other thing, how it is in God, any animistic condition, opposite connection or favorite connection, then what will be his connection in me, vice versa. Sarva-bhuteshu japa-sit bhagavat-bhavam atmano adbhutani bhagavati atmani. My position is secondary. First position, relation with him and center, and between center and myself, and what will be accordingly to him and to me. It will be calculated through the center, our relationship. Not independent relation. As much favor is there, I shall give so much respect there.
In Vrindavan.
His wife also disciple, Swami Maharaj?
Yes. Full disciple.
All right. Now what is his question?
The question is...
Where is he?
I'm right here.
Over there, apna dandike.
What is his question?
That the moon that we see, the physical moon that we see with our physical eye, is that a representation of a more subtle world? And
what does he say?
He says the moon that we see with our physical eyes,
yes,
is that the representation of a more subtle world?
More subtle world.
Yes.
And if so, if the
yes,
if the lunar world is more subtle.
Whatever experience we have got from outside, that is also a part of our consciousness. Everything is a consciousness, part of consciousness of our experience about that. So that is all animated. So moon is also animated, endowed with life, spiritual, and specially it is mentioned that those generally departed from here after death, they for the time being stay in the moon, Pitrilok. Thus, those that facing death, there are two kinds or three kinds according to their mentality. They are classified tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. Some are going up. Mainly two kinds. Who has got tendency to leave this material world, and another who has got still attraction for enjoying this world. So that want to go out of the charm of this material world, they go towards the sun. And Uttarayan goes towards the north direction, that means towards the origin, towards the sun. And the others, having affinity for enjoying this world, they for the time being go to live in the moon, and again they come here for so-called enjoyment purpose. Sanmasa Dakshinayan, they go and they come back. Moon is moving about the earth. It is satellite Niki Upagraha of the earth. Earth is the center of the movement of the moon. So they go to take rest or temporary enjoyment in the moon, and then again come back to this world. Sanmasa Dakshinayan goes and comes here. And another section go direct towards the sun. They have no charm for this earth. They may go to enjoy in some other planet also. And when they come in connection with the complete renunciation tendency, they go crossing this material connection. Then Viroja, the supposed watery substance on which the whole creation is floating, and then crossing that, go to enter into the spiritual substance like halo, Brahmalo. And then if they have any attraction for the service of the Absolute, crossing Brahmalok, they may go towards Vaikuntha. And if they have got inner tendency towards the loving Absolute, reality, the beautiful, they go crossing the calculative surface, enter into the spontaneous serving area of the beautiful.